It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord. I am sitting across from Brooks Willick, who is a writer and an actor. And you were in one of the shorts programs that showed us part of the narrative shorts yesterday, Digital High. Tell us a little bit about that first and your involvement.
That actually was created for the 48-hour film project 2010. So it was completed in 48-hour, made competition. We got it in by deadline. And it did well in Richmond. It played well. We won best runner-up film. We almost took the best prize. We got best acting, best cinematography, and best use of prop. And then it's on its third edit. This is the third time around for an edit, the one that was submitted to the festival. And
so that's similar to the Virginia Film Festival's Adrenaline Project, where filmmakers are given 72 hours to make a film.
Yeah.
But this is a different competition where you had 48 hours to make a film. But now you're cheating and you're actually editing it afterwards.
Well, we didn't cheat for the original competition.
Right, no, you had to show it. Yeah.
Right. But I think that while it was really well received, which was exciting, I think better received than we expected, we all sort of recognized that we weren't quite sure that the story was complete, or that version sort of expressed the vision that was originally imagined.
So this was part of the film was called Digital High, and it screened as part of the narrative shorts program on Friday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. But this is not your first time at the festival either. You've been here for a couple of years.
Yeah, last year I covered the festival for Virginia Living. And had the opportunity to interview Tom Shadyac, and he gave me an hour and a half of his time. It was kind of astonishing, but lovely, great guy. And so that appeared in Virginia Living magazine. Mostly last year I was blogging for them, and they're sort of going through a restructuring phase. So now they're moving a lot of their article content onto the website. I did the film preview for them, so that's headlining on their website right now.
So you're back this year as press.
No, last year I was press. This year I'm as industry, but I'm also also writing for it.
So you're also doing some reporting.
Yes, and last night I had the opportunity to meet Paul Younger-Witt, and he said he would grant me an interview, probably post the festival, but I saw A Better Life last night, and I left there a weepy mess.
Wow.
It was one of those films that just, wow, it was astonishing. I just loved it.
So as we speak, it's Saturday morning, day three of the festival. Tell me what you're looking forward to seeing today and tomorrow.
I just saw The Monk,
mm-hmm.
and that was striking, and I'm going to see Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and then Badlands, and then Albert Nobbs. When I get to festival it up. And then tomorrow I have a ticket for David, I'm looking very much forward to that. And then I signed up for The Artist. There's something in between there that I think I'm seeing. I couldn't decide between The Turin Horse and The Artist, and I think it came down to length of picture, because it's beginning of day three, and I'm already exhausted.
Of course, The Artist is the silent picture that's playing Saturday at I believe the Paramount, but I don't want to say that.
Yeah, the Paramount.
And it is a silent film about silent films, and about the transition from silent films to what they called back then talkies.
And apparently sort of the demise or the aging out of silent film star, and then this emergence of this young woman who works background who is destined to be a star once the talkies came about. So it's a sort of this parallel universe of his sinking into the distance and her emergence as a star on the rise.
Yeah. So you were... You've been an actor this year in one of our shorts.
Mm-hmm.
What other projects do you have coming up that we might see back here at the film festival?
Gosh.
Put you on the spot. What's going to happen between now and a year from now?
Oh, I have two feature-length scripts that I've been developing. I had intended, and maybe we'll get this happening, but I wanted to shoot sort of a proof of concept of the indie. One of them is a more high concept, but and I had originally intended to do that this year, and I just couldn't schedule it. So I may revisit that this spring, and at least shoot a proof of concept to try and raise some funds for it. I have a little short movie that I am interested in writing and directing, and maybe I can get that together. But I've been back and forth to New York quite a bit recently, and I'm sort of trying to, I used to live in New York before I moved to Los Angeles, before I moved to here. And I'm really kind of jonesing to be back in New York some, you know, part-time, and pursue the opportunities. It's very painful when you've worked with a lot of men that you know that are working on Lincoln right now, and there weren't any roles for gals like me. So that's a little, you know, you leave the major market, and then the major market comes to you, and you're like, oh, oh, oh.
Well, what brings you to shows?
It was a quality of life change. It was, I finished high school and went to college in Virginia, and I wanted to move, but I'm very much an East Coaster, and I could have moved back to where I grew up, but I wanted something a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I can't figure that. What intrigued me and lured me and many other people that move here from Los Angeles, which is more than you'd think, was that there is sophistication and there are restaurants and there is intellectual curiosity and there is, for it being a pretty conservative state, a somewhat progressive attitude here. And oh, and a huge creative community. I mean, music and film and theater and the, you know, the Festival of the Book and the Festival of the Photograph and the Virginia Film Festival. I mean, it's a kind of, for a town this size, you know, I was really hoping that I could pursue my career on my own terms. And with the advent of being able to audition and put yourself on tape and submit it for a pre-read and then, you know, travel for a producer session, which I think, God willing, which is something I just did last week, more and more it allows us to live where we choose rather than, you know, I mean, I think in some ways it's very helpful to be on the ground in the major markets so you can take this class and you can take that class and you can be in an improv group or, you know, all the stuff that's so at your fingertips in New York or L.A. or Chicago or, so, you know, I'm lured. I love New York City and it definitely calls to me, but I also am very fond of Charlottesville and this community has been really good to me. I was on the board of CVPA for about a year and a half, the Virginia Production Alliance Charlottesville chapter, and I was sort of doing some communications directing and trying to manage the website and doing a little blogging and whatnot, and you know, it introduced me to the film office, and so I know the folks there, and I've gotten to meet a lot of people in the film community in a relatively short period of time, and did a play when I first moved here. I participated in Arcadia, and it's one of my favorite plays ever. So I really have, you know, we did 48 Hour last year, then we did a 72 Hour film competition, not Adrenaline, but the 72 Hour National Film Challenge. We made it into the finals for that. So there's a lot of talent around here and good people to collaborate with, and I don't want to hightail it out of here entirely. I just want to maybe mix my time, split my time.
I think you just touched on, I think, why the Virginia Film Festival is so successful, because it's not just Hollywood coming to Virginia. It's giving us a chance to highlight the best of the Virginia creative community, the filmmakers and the actors and the directors. And today, being Family Day here on the Downtown Mall, as part of the festival. I'm looking out and I'm seeing youngsters singing, and we've had storytelling and face painting and baton twirling, and it's just that kind of town, and everybody comes out and helps celebrate our artistic side.
Yeah, it's lovely, and I think the programmers have just done such a great job. You know, the fact that they have a day that's family-oriented and to get the kids involved and showing films made by the Lighthouse youth, you know. I mean, it's just really, the festival is very supportive of the Virginia local community. And we have probably, gosh, I don't know, 4 to 5 movies that are actually locally born and bred. And that's...
More than that.
Maybe so. I mean, I'm off the top of my head kind of rattling through my own little list here. But, yeah, so it's exciting. I mean, I'm having a great time. I feel like being a participant is just, this is my first festival as an actual participant. And it's a treat. So I'm having a ball.
All right, Brooks. Well, thank you for coming by.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, really. Thanks.
And we'll see
you. It was fun. Hey, keep seeing those movies, folks.